the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, game one's finally here and kind of a big decision today, although it doesn't mean a whole lot in Texas. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. You want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Got Rockets tonight. Kind of a big Supreme Court decision earlier today. Lots happening. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
Sports and gambling. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Did you have a good weekend?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Mother's Day. You know the deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So just doing some Mother's Day kind of stuff.
Sort of mothering around, huh?
Yeah.
Good for you. I didn't do anything this weekend except watch TV, basically.
I did some of that.
Planted my ass on the couch and didn't move. I think I went out. Well, I went out for a run Saturday morning, and then I had to go pick something up from the store yesterday, and that was it. I didn't leave the house.
Yeah.
But there was finally got all of Bosch finished, so I'm through season four of that, and watched a bunch of other stuff. Watched some sports. Watched some of the basketball. Kind of gave up on that. But and some hockey.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, guess what we have on the station tonight after the show?
Hockey?
Golden Knights versus Jets.
Really?
Coverage begins at 7 o'clock.
I'll be damned.
So I will probably miss that game tonight because there's another game I'm going to be paying a little more attention to.
I'll miss it too. I'm actually going to the game.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So going with Eric again?
Yes, sir.
Good for you. Good luck finding parking down there.
We have a parking pass.
Oh, then you're good.
Yeah.
You're good. That's because you're special.
Yeah. I'm rolling with big baller Eric.
So you want to start with the Rockets? You want to start with the... Let's start with the Supreme Court decision today. Where do you want to go?
Whatever you think. Maybe we should start with the Supreme Court decision, because I think there's a lot of
misinformation.
Misconception is what I was going to go with, but I think maybe people don't exactly understand everything that's involved there.
Yeah, and I did a segment with Barry and Joel a little earlier talking about it, and if you caught that, sorry, this will be a little repetitive, but that's life. But the decision basically means there was a law preventing states other than Nevada from having sports gambling, and this is very specific to sports gambling, not any other.
Not casino gambling.
Right, right. The Supreme Court ruled that law was unconstitutional. So, therefore, it's basically stricken down. So, now states will have the right, if they wish to offer sports betting, to do so. Some of the facts you need to know is there's about between 6 and 10 states. And I wrote about this on SportsMap. So, if you want more details, go to sportsmap.com. It's at the top of the page, and I break down everything. But about 6 to 10 states should have it legalized by the time football season starts. Several states have already passed legislation assuming this would happen. West Virginia, I think, is one. Mississippi. No place around here. Mississippi's probably the closest. And for people who think that, it's going to be legal everywhere, well, there is some opposition in a lot of states, including this one. So I think it's going to be a lot like legalized weed. It's going to sort of roll out. And one of the stories that I linked to speculated, they did a study, and they believe that within 2 years, you'll have 12 states. Within 5 years, you'll have another 18, and that will include the ones around us, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, and New Mexico. And that at some point, you might have as many as 44. But realistically, Texas won't be one of those states, not anytime soon. There's no, there's absolutely no groundswell for it. We're way behind on gambling here, and this state is just not that interested in doing it. So, but you will have the opportunity probably within 5 years, if you want to drive over to Louisiana and place a bet, or Oklahoma, or any of those places, you should be able to do it on sports specifically. So, but a lot of people were tweeting out, oh, great, we're going to be able to bet on sports. And a lot of these people live in Texas, and I want to tell them, no, you're not. I got bad news for you. It's probably just not going to happen here for a lot of reasons that we've revisited before. And, yeah, I'm not one of those people who's, listen, I'm for legalized gambling, always have been. But
let people make their own decisions.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like if I just wish we'd put it to a vote, because if the people said no, and I see reasons against it, believe me. If people said no, I'd be fine with it. I'd never mention it again. I'd say, yeah, I'm going off to Louisiana to bet. Same thing with the weed. If you just let us vote on it, and if the people say no, I'm okay with that. I don't you know, pretend to speak for all the people. Yeah. And I do see the arguments against gambling. We were talking about this a little bit earlier in that. Now, first off, the people who say it'll bring in organized crime, that's just dumb. You know what organized crime is? It's the illegal gaming that's going on here, which there's a lot of it. And I'm not saying you legalize it just to get rid of the illegal elements, but also this whole term organized crime, it conjures up this image of John Gotti and people like this. Look, I know a lot of these guys. They're just businessmen who are running game rooms, and they're not the devil. They're not John Gotti. They're just people. And, you know, so I think the whole organized crime thing is a little off. Then a lot of people say, and especially the NCAA, here's another thing that kind of bothers me. These sports leagues fought this at every level.
Yeah.
And now they want a piece of the action.
Of course.
And you know what I would tell them? Bleep you.
Yeah, sorry.
If you want in, then put betting shops at your games. Where people
put them on the back of seats.
Yeah, where people can bet. And guess what? You'll make a bunch of money, and you get to keep the whole rake there. I have no problem with that, but to try to say, oh, we want a percentage of dollars bet on, that's not going to happen, and nor should it. And it's kind of silly of the leagues to do that, and it makes them look bad. But the people who say that, oh, it means there'll be more corruption, well, more oversight is what you'll have, which means a lot less corruption. It's easier to catch people when it's legalized. You spot betting patterns. Vegas is the one that always finds the cheaters. And now you'll know what the betting patterns are. If you see something ridiculous, that's where they'll investigate. So it's going to be harder to fix games. Now, there may be more people trying to do it, but it's going to be harder. So, because more people will be getting caught. So those are not really good reasons to go against it. My only thing with any kind of gambling, and this is where I always get a little bit uncomfortable, is if you can't afford to do it, don't do it. And that's why I hate the lottery so much, is because I think a lot of people who can't afford to are out buying these tickets hoping it's going to make them rich. And the same thing goes with gambling. And that's why I'm kind of telling you, I'm okay with us not having it in Texas. I mean, I'd like to be able to do it. But if you can't afford to drive to Louisiana and stay at the Nugget for a couple nights and bet over there, then you probably shouldn't be betting anyway.
Yeah.
And I have seen the wrong side of betting. I have seen what it does to people.
But it's also just an inconvenience.
It is, but...
But you know what? Here's the deal. Sometimes even... It's just easier for me. So sometimes even when we're in Vegas, sometimes I'll just keep betting on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, it is kind of fun to have a ticket in your hand.
Yeah.
But it's just so easy to bet online that it doesn't even matter. Now, what this should mean is now there should be able to be, I would think there should be now these websites should be able to operate legally in the U.S. Is that I mean,
yeah.
If I'm one of these websites, that's what I'd be looking into.
And there are a lot of companies that are. In fact, I've talked to some companies that are already looking into this, who have been now for months and are prepared to go. And I think you will see some of that, but it's not going to happen here.
Which, you know, that goes back to why Texas has the weirdest laws about some things.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, I'm okay with a lot of those laws. There's a lot of reasons that I like being in the state. And for me, those are comforts. Those are, you know, fun things. Well, let's be honest. I can do them online anyway, and I do.
Yeah.
So I don't need to have – I'd prefer to have a legal shop so that my money would go to taxes to help pay for some important things. But I don't need that. I'm fine with what I'm doing. And you know what? Same thing with weed. I can get weed, and if I get caught, I have to go to a class. You know? Okay, I'm fine with that. Mainly because unless they're coming into my garage, They're not going to get me.
You're not supposed to tell people where you're smoking pot.
Oh, sorry. Not anymore. Yeah, I don't do that anymore. But no, it's just so. I mean, I would love to see it. I'm very much pro gambling, but I'm also kind of cautious about it. I don't want the. So what do we always say? If you're not betting on sport, don't start. You know, if you're already betting, then yeah, we hope we give you some tips that help you out, that improve your percentage a little bit. That's all we ever try to do, and that's great. But if you're not somebody who's ever done it, let's say you're 32 years old and you're really successful in life and you've never gambled, well, don't start. You know, now's not the time.
Yeah,
you got a good life going, and because some people do get addicted to it, it's not. It's not a. It can be a bad thing. If it's just like anything else, if you don't do it in moderation, you don't pay attention to what you're doing, and you just gamble for the hell of it, you can lose an awful lot of money. And I've seen that. But I think I've always been about let us make the choice. And whether it's anything, whether it's weed, whether it's gambling, whether it's even prostitution, frankly, I'd like to see them all legalized and tax the hell out of them. But let us decide that.
Yeah.
And Lamont mentions Texas weird laws, no alcohol until noon on Sunday. Yeah, that's a weird one.
And then there's a lot of it.
And
like
not
that.
And not being able to buy actual alcohol from a store on Sundays.
Right.
Yet you can get beer and wine.
No, you can't get. Oh, you mean like buying liquor in
grocery
store.
Yeah, real liquor.
Yeah, that's weird. Like the fact that. There's a cutoff. If you make this much beer at your brewery, you're not allowed to sell it directly from your brewery. So yeah. Like St. Arnold and Carbach make too much beer.
Yeah.
So they aren't allowed to sell packaged beer from their breweries.
Yeah, you can't take it out of there.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
It's archaic. Like St. Arnold and Brash or St. Arnold they released a new beer today. All signs point to it was a collaboration beer with Brash. Right. But they're not allowed to talk about it being a collaboration beer because breweries from different tiers that make different amounts of beer, it's illegal for them to collaborate on beers in Texas. Which is, I mean, why?
It's silly. It's silly.
I mean, Texas is so behind on so many things.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. A lot more to get to. We'll get to Rockets. We got some more good news to pass on. We'll do all of it. We come back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. These guys are the only guys that I trust with my bike. Just took it in to get service last week. Actually, 2 weeks ago now. And I knew they were going to take care of it. They've got 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other dealership in Houston. You know you're not going to have some hourly employee going in there and taking apart and putting back together your bike. Bike maintenance is a big deal because it can be the difference between life and death, really. And these are the guys I trust. If you haven't seen their inventory, you got to check them out. They've got a ton of bikes. And right now, if you buy a new 2018 Softail Sportster, you choose between a helmet, jacket, and boots package, a Stage 1 performance upgrade, or a 4-year extended service plan only at Harley-Davidson or Republic Harley-Davidson. They've got their event coming up on Saturday, May 19th from 9 to 11. The Cool Bikes Hot Breakfast event. You test drive any bike, get a free hot breakfast. And then they've got Bike Night on May 17th at 6 p.m. Paul Ramirez Bank's going to be performing live. They're going to have food, door prizes, and that's the only place to register to win. The new 2018 Harley-Davidson motorcycle they're giving away. You can only win at Bike Nights. The more events you go to, more chances you get to register, and the winner's going to be drawn the last Bike Night in October. Whatever your Harley needs, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson's the best in Houston. Financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. It's Republic Harley-Davidson.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 49 says former beer distributor here. There's thousands of horrible alcohol laws on the books in Texas.
Awful.
One of my favorites, and this is back in the old days of 2017 when I used to do this kind of stuff. Like, we'd go out and drink all day Saturday and get up Sunday and basically decide to keep day drinking, right?
Right.
Well, there's a place we'd go that does breakfast, really good place. But you had to wait till 10 o'clock to order alcohol. And so we'd get there at 9:56, and then you have to sit there and wait to start getting your stupidity on again.
Yeah.
It's just silly. But, you know, I mean, it's just like anything else. Once you know what the laws are, you just deal with them. And I like, and that's why it always throws me off so much when we go to Canada and we'll go into the bar and you can buy a bottle of whatever you want and take it home with you from the bar. We call it off sale. Now, it's expensive as hell because that's Canada. But, you know, it's just, you see stuff like that and you're like, really? Why can't we have this? Or when you go to Louisiana and walk into a Stop and Go and they've got liquor.
Yep.
But
they've got drive-through daiquiri shops. Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, that's, I mean, we chose to live here for a reason. There's a lot of other good things, and, you know, those laws are probably not going to change. So I'm not really going to complain about them. I'm just going to do what we do.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN.
Like I said, it's become so easy now that there's, I mean, if you, let's say they did have a couple local books around the city that you were allowed to bet with, would you go in and place a bet? Or, like, if you had to go to Sam Houston Race Park to place a bet, or would you just do it on your phone?
Do it on my phone. If that option were available to me.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm sure it would be, because you can bet on your phone at the track, which I do a lot of, and even to the parking lot, but you can't go any further than that, which is kind of stupid.
But I don't understand why everybody's like, oh, well, we want to, you know, we want to be able to go in and place a bet. Who wants to go in and place a bet? Like, that's,
well, that is pretty old school. Let's be honest. I'm with you. I for an old guy, I really have embraced technology. I like betting on my phone. That's one of my things I like about my bookie is it's one of the few that I can actually bet horses on my phone.
Yep.
And be able to do that is, it's convenient, it's cool, and I like it. And some of these states, and I know that they're, and we'll talk to RJ about this Friday, but there's a lot of places that have already tried to make deals with, basically to do just that. So like Mississippi, you'll have an app where while you're in Mississippi, you can get on there and bet. And I think, you know, that's great. It's also, and it'll be convenient and that'll be fine. And there will be shops that people can go in if they want to physically have a ticket. I've gotten where even Derby Day, I didn't like having those tickets in my hand.
Yeah.
Because if you lose one, of course, it doesn't matter if your horse doesn't win. But at least on my phone, I know if I hit, that money's going to be in my account as soon as it's official.
Exactly.
But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Would you still use my bookie for ease of use if betting was legalized in Texas? Depending on how they legalized it, if I didn't have an online option, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like if it's only like old school, you got to walk up to a counter?
Yeah. Which I hope that's not the case. I mean, I would hope if you're going to do it, you do it right. Where, yeah, if you can walk into Oracle Arena and they'll have a thing on your seat if you want to bet and just slide your card and boom, you're good. And the sports leagues, if they want to do that, I think there's great opportunity there. But, you know, as far as if it's just going to be an old school Vegas type sports book, I don't know. I don't know how much money you're going to see from that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because I kind of brought it up in my article. And by the way, if you get a chance, please check out sportsmap.com today. Lots of good stuff. It's very me-heavy and Joel Blank-heavy today. Mm. Joel's got some Rockets stuff. We got a bunch of Rockets videos up.
Isn't Joel Blank always heavy?
Ah, stop. Stop. You say the same thing about me. But I wrote my 10 favorite.
I can, but it wouldn't make you cry.
No, that's true. I pretty much don't care. I had a thought there.
Was it of you and Joel sumo wrestling?
No, stop.
Wearing nothing but diapers?
Here we go. Hey, I'll wear nothing but diapers if it'll get us, you know, get more listeners. I wrote an article for Sports Map detailing, you know, kind of breaking down what to expect from this ruling and kind of the time frame for other states. So, and what it means for Texas, which pretty simple, nothing. But also did 10 sports bars around the city to watch the games. And I also kind of went through and did my 10 favorite hangouts down in East Downtown. If you're going to go and park before the game or go after the game, 10 pretty cool places down there that are right by, you know, in walking distance to Toyota Center, essentially. So that's on there. And then Joel's got a bunch of stuff breaking down the game. There's videos. Rachel's got a video. Joel has a video. Mindy has a video on Clint Capella. So bottom line is there's lots of good stuff on the site today. But one of the things that I kind of brought up, and I'm curious what you think, long term, what this does to Vegas tourism. Because from a gambling standpoint, and maybe it's just the people we know, because we know a lot of people go out there just to bet on sports. But they're going to be at a point now where they don't offer anything that certain states won't already have. Like, there's no kind of gambling that you'll only be able to get in Vegas. You think that's going to impact them down the road?
I don't think so. I mean,
there's still a lot of events and things like that.
Yeah, and what's the percentage of? I mean, it might affect them for things like the Super Bowl and you know Final Four, but what do you think the percentage of money gambled in a casino, like in the MGM, on any given day? What percent do you think is wagered at the sports book versus?
Actually, RJ had that breakdown last week.
It's a tiny sliver,
but it brings a lot of people to Vegas.
Yes,
to do the other stuff, and that's my point. I wonder if there's going to be an impact there, because if I can go to Louisiana,
well, I'm sure they don't like it. I'm sure Vegas isn't thrilled.
Yeah, but I'll throw this out there. If, for instance, the Nugget or Cushada or any of those over there. Like, Kushat already has a race book. So if they put a sports book in there with the race book, and they've got a poker room that I really like, from my perspective, you know, yeah, I'll go to Vegas for the fights, but would I just pick up and go? Probably not, because those are the things I do when I go there. But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN. 215 asks, what makes betting on horse racing different from other sports that's been around forever? It's because it's paramutual.
Yeah.
And that's a different type of betting than anything else. Now, I think they're close in that when you're betting on sports, you're essentially betting against other guys. But in horse racing, it's all one pool. So, for instance, if I bet $10 and you bet $1 and we bet on different horses and I win your $1. If you win, you win my $10. Of course, they also tax that at a pretty high rate, which makes it a very difficult long-term proposition. So, and people asking about the audiobook, Introduction to Sports Betting, all available. You can go to podcastarena.com. You can go to, it's on SportsMap. It's on the station website. There's links to it. Real easy to find. And it's, you know, now would be a good time if you're planning on moving to Mississippi.
Yeah.
713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And we'll kind of break down the Rockets a little bit next segment, if that's okay with you, because pretty big game tonight. Finally, it's here. And I know you have some thoughts on it for the people.
Yeah, it'd be a good time. Yeah. It's one I've been waiting for.
Yeah, and I've kind of come around to a really weird result. But let's squeeze in a call real quick from Jordan. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports is going on.
Not too much. Heading home from work, then going to the Rockets game tonight. So I'll be sure to be in my seat early so everyone doesn't see just a chair on the seat.
Thank you.
Hey, real quick, and y'all might have already talked about it. I know you guys are talking about the Vegas and the sporting bet stuff today that this game apparently legalized. But tell me a little bit more. I know for anyone who bet on the Warriors to win the Western Conference Finals this summer in Vegas at Tillman's Places, they're already paying out those people no matter what.
Yeah, I saw that story that I guess he can't, if he owns a team, he can't, I haven't seen the whole story, but basically since he owns the Rockets.
He can't take action if they win.
Yeah, so if you pick Golden State to win the Western Conference.
You've already won.
But if I'm not mistaken, I'm sure they factored that into the price.
I'm sure.
That the Rockets were, and let's be honest, if you did that at the beginning of the season, the Rockets weren't much of a, I mean, they weren't considered the threat. Other than Rockets fans.
Right.
It wasn't until the season started that they took off.
But there were a lot of people, I'm sure, who bet Golden State to win the West. And if they don't, then that's a healthy chunk of money they had to pay out that they wouldn't have.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. We will discuss that little matchup tonight when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Stars on fire. Show me the
from
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. I feel for 832. So just tune in. Please tell me you haven't talked about the Supreme Court's ruling on sports betting yet. I want to hear its impact on Texas. You know what? When the podcast goes up, the first 30 minutes, that's what we did. Going to move to the Rocket. And by the way, if you want to go to sportsmap.com, that my article on there explains everything that we just talked about. So you can do that as well. Before we get to the Rockets, your thoughts on game one of Cavs-Celtics?
Not what I would have expected.
Yeah, well, LeBron had his worst game of the playoffs, and they can't win unless he's
got to be
insane.
He's got to be dad mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the rest of that team. I mean, but you know what? The Celtics shouldn't be looking that good either. So it's even if you take away LeBron James, like with what the Celtics are actually putting out on the floor, the Cavs should be able to at least be competitive, and they weren't competitive in that game.
Yeah, I think they'll bounce back in game two. I think you'll get a better effort out of LeBron. But, that game was not fun to watch.
They did a good job of slowing him down.
Yeah, they did. Really good job defensively. And you know, he wasn't getting a lot of help, as he usually doesn't. But basically what we've seen with the Cavs is he's got to be beast mode. And if he is, they can beat anybody in the East. And if he's not, then this is what happens. So yeah. I think it's kind of a draw a line through it game. Let's talk about tonight. What do you think happens in tonight's game?
I don't know. I think if the Warriors come out and win game one, it's going to feel a whole lot like it's not going to be much of a series. So I think the Rockets are going to come out and give their best effort tonight. And part of me thinks the Rockets win tonight. I still think the Warriors win the series, but I would expect there to be a solid crowd. I know that's going against the recent results, but I think there's going to be a solid crowd out there, and it should be a good vibe in that building. And you know, if they come out and play their best game, then I think they can win. But like I said, if they lose game one and lose home court advantage right away, I feel like this is one of those things that could turn ugly in a hurry.
Yeah, well, I have a weird feeling about this series. I think the Rockets win tonight because I think they have to, for all the reasons you said.
Okay.
If you worked all year long to get home court and you blow it the first game against this team, I don't know how mentally tough the Rockets are if they get put in that situation. I don't know that I like their chances at all should they lose game one. So I think it's critical, and I think they know that. So I think it's critical they come out and win, and I think they will. But I'm starting to wonder about this series in that I kind of have a sneaking suspicion it's not going to be what we think. Everybody said, oh, it's going to be a great series. It's going to be a competitive series. All the games in the regular season were close. I just have a sneaking suspicion either the Rockets are going to be – they're going to play out of their mind like they when they were at their best this year, and the Warriors aren't going to play quite as well, or the Warriors are going to take them out a lot sooner than I thought. I took Warriors in seven, but – if I could bet on how many games the series would go, I think I'd say five games.
Okay.
Because I just have a sneaking suspicion that this isn't going to be as close as we thought, one way or the other. I just think there's going to be one team that kind of establishes itself and wins the thing. By the way, if you want to check us out on livestream.com/galmedia/live, go right ahead. For some reason, I can't. Once again, this is really weird. I don't know if it's our Wi-Fi. It can't be my computer.
So you think that goes both ways?
Yeah,
that,
I do.
The Rockets could run away with this series?
Yeah, I think they could. I think they could. If they're as good as they were at their very best, which they haven't been yet.
Right.
But if they are, then yeah, I could see that. And I could also see the Warriors being a team that's put a lot of miles on the last couple of years. And, you know, I mean that's like a 5% scenario, but I could see it happening. But, I mean, if you ask me what's more likely, I still think it's more like the Warriors. Warriors come in and win game one tonight, and I think the Rockets could go full Raptor.
Okay.
So,
man, I hope that's not the case.
No, I hope it's not the case.
This is literally the series I've been looking forward to all season.
And we all have, and that's why I think there's a good chance it winds up being a disappointment one way or the other. Because we've all put, you know, all season long, this is all we've talked about. Okay, can't wait to see this, can't wait to see this. And then he gets there, it's like, eh. 281 says, going to the game tonight. We'll be getting to the arena early. Toyota Center's doing a happy hour, $5 beer, $2 hot dogs. Are they doing that again with the thing out front? I guess they are.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get there on time.
No. Yeah. Some of us have to work.
It's not, yeah. Well, see, now you're going to be one of those excuse makers. Well, I had a radio show to do.
Game's at 8, so you're good.
Oh, okay.
It's at 8? I thought it was 7.
No, it's at 8.
Then I'll be there on time.
Yeah, you will.
Did you see that?
I might stop and get dinner first. I don't know.
China Garden?
Yeah, maybe so.
Somebody tweeted, I forget who this was, but somebody tweeted that the Rockets are calling like season ticket holders or people that have tickets to the game, and they're making sure that people arrive on time, which is a little sad. Oop.
So like they're like, hey, you going to the game? Yeah. We need to make sure you show up on time. Is that going to be a problem? I mean, everybody says they're going to be there on time.
Yeah.
If someone called you and said, hey, are you going to be on time? You would say, of course. It's just like every time I go out drinking, I tell my wife, I'll be home by midnight.
Yeah, that never happens.
That means I'll be home by at least 1:30. Like,
yeah, that's the text. Hey, where are you? Oh, I'm leaving now.
I just left.
And then it's another half hour to
meanwhile, you're like, you're getting that one last beer and then you're going to close out.
Yeah, it's like, I got to slam this one and then close out. But listen, I get why everybody's made this such a topic, but the reality is this is what Rockets games are, and people are either going to show up or they're not, and you can bitch about it all you want, but unless those people decide to, you know, that, hey, we're going to show up for this one, then it doesn't really matter, does it? You know, it's just that's just the mentality here, and it's okay, but this drives me nuts because it's like one day a week I can't see the live stream. And I just want to see how the camera setup goes.
You're obsessed with that damn live stream.
I am. There's 58 people watching us on live stream.
Apparently, Barry, when he was on, he hates camera two? This one right here?
Yes.
Barry hates camera two. So I went in there while they were talking and Nick was producing and I was, you know, kind of jacking with the thing, and I just kept it on camera two. Just left it there for a while.
Why does he hate camera two?
I think because it makes his nose look big. I mean, yeah. I don't know if
every camera makes my nose look big, so I don't care.
I mean,
my nose is big.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true, but like Nick told me that Barry hates camera two, and I was like, oh, probably because it makes his nose look big. So I just left it there.
So, John, could you do me a favor? If Brandon's still here, could you see if he could come in on the break and see if he knows what's going on with this?
Yeah, let me text him.
Because this is kind of important to me.
I don't understand why.
Well, because I like to see how the set looks.
It looks the same as it did on Friday or Thursday.
But, you know, I like to be able to communicate with people on there. And if it, you know, it's just, this is like a, if we're going to be on TV, I just kind of want to see how we look.
We're not on TV.
Well,
we're on camera.
Okay, fine. If we're going to be on camera, I want to see how it looks. You know, we actually, this is the first time we've did this with the Blitz, but we pulled one of our segments off and put it on Sports Map.
Us
on a video of us.
Wait, no one has permission for this.
Tough bleep. We do
what if I didn't want to be on TV that day?
Guess what?
On Sports Map.
Sorry.
It's not my day to be on Sports Map.
You shouldn't have done a fun segment.
I didn't do one. I don't remember that. I don't remember that. You guys might have done one.
We were comparing all the hosts to which football team they would be.
Maybe I was here, but I wasn't doing anything fun.
Oh, yeah, you were doing a whole bunch.
I don't do that.
So
maybe you should have read your contract a little carefully.
I should have. I talked to David Gao again today, and I'm so disappointed in myself. I'm basically I could have been Joe Flacco. I if I had just bet on myself, Fred. This is four straight books. We've been the number one show.
Well, I was gonna save that till 5 o'clock.
I don't care. They'll let them hear it too. And I mean, I'm gonna be totally honest here. It wasn't even close. Like our show pulled the biggest number I've seen sports radio show pull in quite some time, and second place was like we were a 3.9, and second place was what, a 2.3, Jong? Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I mean, I feel like Thanos just snapped and half the shows just disappeared. They just stopped trying, and here we are.
Well, it's been like that for a while.
I guess so. But had I only bet on myself, Fred, and not taken my new contract in November, I could be Joe Flacco.
You could be making Falcon money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, I'm like Jose Altuve over here, I'm working for peanuts, I tell you.
You do okay.
Fred, you don't understand the sacrifices I made.
So you basically signed a Jonathan Singleton contract.
Yes.
Okay.
And they said, listen, do us a solid. It's more like a Tom Brady contract. Like they like, hey man, everybody here knows you're the man, but we just need to pay some other guys. And they said, this was Todd talking. He said, I assure you that Joel Blank and Barry Laminack are a great investment. They just lied right to my face and said that to me and then got me to basically give my salary to those guys and keep working for peanuts. It's garbage. But thank you to our lovely audience.
Yeah, I had something planned for him at 5 o'clock. That,
well, maybe you should have told me, Fred.
Well,
and that I didn't ruin
I just kind of assumed you wanted to wait until we had more, you know, the 5 o'clock audience, which that audience is huge, by the way.
Oh, no, the 6 is bigger.
6 is even bigger.
When no one used to listen to us at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, for the longest time, we did really well at 6 o'clock. There was a time when our 6 o'clock hour was the highest rated of anybody's, even when the show wasn't. And then that kind of went weird on us.
Yeah, I think, and this is kind of, it's, and I know Fred kind of deals with this on Sports Map. The Rockets don't rate very well, at least on radio and on, I guess, on Sports Map compared to the Astros. The Astros, when they were playing last year, that's when they were playing really well, that's when we saw our numbers dip in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of reasons for it, and we'll dive into it a little more at 5 o'clock. And I want to do something for the listeners because, frankly, they're the ones who have put us here. And I don't like to get into this too much, but when you're getting into the kind of numbers that we're doing now and the kind of trend that it is now, I think it deserves a little more discussion. So we'll do it at 5 o'clock.
Eric is coming in today with some Carbach.
Nice.
And they're doing the Love Street Music Fest on May 20th. If you haven't gotten tickets for it, jump on them. You can get them now for $30. They'll be $40 at the door. It's the second annual Love Street Music Fest. Bleachers, Cold War Kids, Everclear, the Tauntauns, and the Unlikely Candidates. Full day of music. VIP passes are available, and that includes a separate VIP entrance, the VIP area with an optimal view, indoor restroom, 3 beers of your choice, and access to special tappings and a buffet by Carbach Restaurant. There's no ticket needed for children under 10 if they're accompanied by their parents. This year's festival is going to have a bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, more local vendors. It's just going to be a great day. We're going to celebrate live music and cold, refreshing Carbach beer. The gates open at 1. When you're out there, make sure to grab some grub from the restaurant, which is out of this world. All the menu items pair perfectly with a fresh tap Carbach beer. Love Street Music Fest, Sunday, May 20th. Visit CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Or just tell your bartender, please make it a Carbach.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Just wanted to remind you again to check out SportsMap.com today. There's something for everybody. And, if you're a Rockets fan, we got you covered, all kinds of stuff. Mindy's got a video on Clint Capella being the X Factor. Charlie Polillo has a video on game one being a must-win for the Rockets. Joel has 6 things to watch in the Rockets-Warriors series. Rachel Van Orange has a Rockets fans need to show up and show out. I've got the top 10 coolest sports bars to watch Rockets-Warriors, plus the best spots in East Downtown. And if you're a rich, I've even got like upscale sports bars for you. And then if you're interested in the Supreme Court ruling, all the things we talked about in the first 30 minutes for the most part are on that story, which is at the top of the page, what it means for Texas and what it means in general. So lots of good stuff. Please check it out. It's really been a good month. We'll talk about the ratings, but Sports Map's on pace for its best month ever. And so just really appreciate everybody who goes to the site and who listens to the show. Really appreciate you guys. Let's squeeze in a call from Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Sports.
Yeah, so I got a comment on just kind of how what concerns me when the
with the Rockets and the Warriors. You know, I'm a longtime Rockets fan, and my thought is, you know, if it is a closely contested game when it comes down to crunch time in the fourth period, my concern is that which team is going to stick to the script and continue working what's been working, making back cuts and looking for the spots versus the Rockets, who may do the whole iso ball and chunk up a bunch of contested threes, which makes me concerned on, you know, closing out the games or closing any gaps. And so curious on y'all's thoughts. I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, my thought, we talked about this a lot last week. I don't know that necessarily the counting on someone to step up in the fourth quarter is going to be the biggest issue for the Rockets. I mean, if James Harden has fourth quarters like he did against San Antonio last year, then, I mean, you might as well not even play the game.
Right, but right.
I think, to me, this series is, like, when you see these two teams, you think, these are two offensive juggernauts. I think it's going to come down to who could play better defense.
Yeah, and they both play pretty damn good defense, yep, too, and can. And I think that's I agree with you on that, and I just have a weird feeling that somebody's going to establish themselves in this series and prove to be the better team, and it's not going to be the series we were hoping for. But I could be wrong. You know, it's, we'll see.
Man, Ali Khan Bajani,
that's a made up name.
He does a bunch of stuff for us, and now he's done Rocket stuff for The Athletic. He used to intern for us. He's graduating Austin, and he breaks down tape. He goes into analysis stuff, and I was talking to him today, and I was like, hey, I'm seeing the way that I see the game. I'm like, when the Rockets move the ball, they seem like they're a more efficient team. And he goes, no, that's completely incorrect. When the Rockets are doing iso ball, they have a less frequency to turn the ball over, and the efficiency is actually higher when Chris Paul and James Harden are playing the iso ball. And a lot of the offense that comes off of that is the corner three. And he was telling me that you're going to see a lot of iso ball in this series from both teams, because the Warriors have kind of a tendency to turn the ball over on a little more higher rate than usual this year. And the Rockets feast off those turnovers. So you might see a lot of iso ball in this series.
So that would make it different from the first two series with the Rockets?
I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, the Rockets, they've kind of established it to where, like, yeah, they're going to be playing iso ball down the stretch.
So, John, you were over in my neck of the woods Friday, huh?
Yeah, what is that place called? It's called Truck Yard.
Yeah,
I went to Truck Yard. A nice little place. It's huge.
Yeah, well, it's huge, but this is what's happening to all my places down there. We went down there Friday about 8, and it was just completely packed. The first night we went was like the second night it was open, and it was great. There were people there, but you could actually get a seat at the bar and have a few drinks. But it was nuts, and you were telling me you got there at 10 and had to wait in line.
Yeah, we waited for about 15 minutes. A couple of friends of ours got there around 9, and they waited for about 10 minutes. Wow. So, like, this is like a bar. So, like, it's not like the thing closes at midnight or anything.
Right.
Like, oh, it's open until 2. So, yeah. There was a giant line, and it's next to, like, Eighth Wonder, if you guys want to know where it is.
It's right next door to Rodeo Goat.
Yes.
And right across, sort of catty-cornered from Eighth Wonder. And by the way, if you're around there this weekend, Eighth Wonder's got their distillery open now, and the vodka there is very good, so worth going by and checking out. But, yeah, we went by there, and it was so crowded, we decided to go around the corner to Chapman and Kirby, which wasn't crowded yet, but apparently after, like, 10 o'clock, forget it. So, that's a cool place, and I'm just going to have to find a time to go when it's not packed.
And just watch out for those Asians, because once we're kind of like locusts, once we kind of find a place.
That's so racist.
You're going to turn this into an Asian place, John? Really?
Yeah. We're going to decimate it and leave.
What's that going to do for your property value?
I don't know.
Probably, we take over everything.
It probably goes up. Yeah. You know what? That doesn't mean move into my neighborhood. You can come to the bars. I don't care. That's great. Good business for everybody down there. But I don't want to have to do the there goes the neighborhood thing. 713-780 ESPN is your number. Did you ever hear from Brandon? Because this thing's starting to piss me off.
I texted him. I have not.
Because this thing really is kind of annoying. Because, you know, I'd like to chat with the people.
You don't chat with them.
No, but I read their chats when they're good.
But I don't get the appeal.
It's just, you know, it's just another way that I don't have to deal with the text line. So there's a plus to that.
I mean, they're just going to say the same things.
No, because their name's on this.
But you could make up any old name and put it on there.
Not always.
Someone made a name called, said Barry Laminack and started talking smack about Barry Laminack. John, how much did you spend on Remy?
A lot.
Choice, Remy?
Yeah, $17.38.
Okay.
16 cases, 12 bottles per case.
Ooh. How many? 12 bottles?
Yeah, 750 liter, a milliliter.
So how many people are going to be at this? I thought it was one bottle per table.
No, well, the rule is one bottle per table. But
is it one bottle per person?
No, no, it's going to be about two per table.
Oh, wow.
Well, the tables that want to drink.
How many tables are going to be at this wedding?
Between 35 and 40.
Dude, I completely underestimated the size of this wedding.
Her brother had 70 tables.
How do you guys know so many people that you like?
No. It's between me and her, we have about friends, no family, but just friends. It's about 150. She probably only has like 5 tables. I have the rest. So, you know, a bunch of coworkers and other friends. And the rest is just family. My family is going to be probably another 5 tables, and then her mom wanted about 20.
Jeez. Well,
I'm gonna enjoy your alcohol and have fun and celebrate with you.
And I'm talking to Eric about having some Carbach out there too. So
yes, sir. All right, guys. Well, sounds like John needs to start saving some money. And BillAdvisor.com can do that just for him. We've been talking about these guys for a while. If you have a cell phone, you pay for TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're probably paying too much. You got a great rate up front, and then the bill goes up. They jack it up, and now new customers are getting a better deal than you. That's garbage, man. Bill Advisor, they're not having that. They work directly with your providers. They reduce your monthly rates. You don't have to lower your service. Just lower your bill. Week in and week out, they're winning for hundreds of our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands, and they've been running the $150 challenge that guarantees $150 in savings or your money back. They're confident now, guys. They are confident. They've doubled the guarantee from $150 to $300. If they don't save you at least $300, they're going to give you every penny back. That's real money, guys. There's still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start the savings right now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, text the word GO to 232323. Go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving. That's BillAdvisor.com.